This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Rockport boys basketball coach Phil Whitley. And Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, guys. You've won, beat Neighborhood House 63-48 in the D5 tournament to advance to a game on Wednesday night. I guess give us an update on last night's game.
Yeah, it was just an outstanding team win. We had four guys in double digits. Neighborhood House was not a team to take lightly at all. Fortunately, I was able to go see them play Tuesday night in their prelim game, and I had some film on them. And they had number five for them. I'm blanking on his name, unfortunately. It's one of the leading scorers in Massachusetts, and we just wanted to make sure that we put a lot of pressure on him, and he loves to drive left, so we played a kind of a different zone than we normally do, with two of our more athletic guys up top to contain him, and still had 20 points on us. And but the way we came out was huge. We made a couple good steals, got some transition buckets, some big threes from Josiah, my son, and just really started hot, which is great, but sometimes that puts a little pressure on your team to keep playing at a level that's pretty high. They came back a little bit on us, but I was just pumped at the way that we responded. Didn't even flinch, and went to a half-court trap in the second half that continued to rattle them. And then their best player, number five, fouled out with about 4 minutes to go, which really put them in a difficult position. So just really pleased at how we played.
Well, you guys had that bye in that prelim round, if you will, and I know I've seen some teams so far in the tournament. They've been a little rusty in the opening quarter or so, but that does not seem to be the case as you described for you guys last night.
Yeah, you know what? We were very fortunate. We scrimmaged Lynn Tech on Wednesday, and that was the best thing we could have done. You know, they play very fast and scrappy, trapping defense, and we actually hung with them at their place, and we weren't looking to win the scrimmage type of thing. We got guys a lot of minutes and everything, but it was really just to get the rust off and get us back to kind of playing game speed and everything. So I think that was a real key to what we were able to do last night.
Phil, give our listeners, it's been a while since we've talked, a quick little thumbnail update, if you will, of your team and players and their roles, if you could.
Yeah, so we're fortunate to have six or seven guys that can handle the ball, four or five that can shoot really well, and one of the really neat things right now is guys are really just locked into their roles and doing what they do really well. We share the ball well, we move the ball well. Guys are rebounding. Last night, Brooks Slingluff, number zero for us, is a senior. He had a herniated disc last year and wasn't able to play he played the last couple games for us last year, but he's been struggling shooting a little bit this season, which I know I've had a herniated disc. I know your body it takes a while to kind of recover, but he's really locked in the last couple weeks to really owning the post. And last night he had 10 rebounds, 9 assists and 3 steals for us, which was just huge. And he's really kind of loving taking on that role of being the guy in the post and distributing the ball well. And Ed Mers and Josiah, my son, and Chase Weed have just continued to shoot the ball well, get into the lane and either score or kick outs. And Josh Silva continues to play well for us with rebounds, assists, great defense. He really locked down number five for us last night. He was at the top of our zone and was he's quick, he's athletic. So pretty good stuff.
Phil, give us the big picture look here of your team, how you think you've progressed from the very beginning to now, if you will, to even looking at last night's game. Because, as you know, you kind of got on the map big time early in the year with that win at Hamilton Wenham. You've won some, you lost some. Of course, you play a very tough schedule. You're always playing up, if you will. So tell us, how do you think this team, your team, has come together?
It's funny because I kept telling the guys, I feel like we have another level to get to. And we got there last night. We really did. The way we came out and the way we just continued to play the whole game, even when neighborhood house hit some threes to kind of creep back. I think they maybe got within 7 or 8 points at one point. Honestly, we kind of had a little dry spell offensively, but our defense kept us right in it, you know, and I really think these guys know, you know, for me, I'd rather have four guys in double digits than one guy putting up 30. And that's kind of how our team rolls. You know, if there's been nights where Josiah's been on hitting threes, and there's nights that he's been off, and then Ed Mers has six threes for us. And Chase Sweet, you know, I call him Mr. Consistent. He is just, he's so efficient offensively, makes really smart decisions. You know, he's always that guy that's going to get you 10, 12, 13 points. It's not flashy, but he is just gets in the lane, and he's really smart with the ball. And last night he had two big threes for us, and just it's such a team. You know, kind of silly way to say it, but we play really good team basketball, and that's what I think has allowed us just to continue to get better as the season progresses.
You know, I was talking with another coach earlier this week, Phil, and this phrase came up. A player being able to take over a game, and you know those players. You've seen them, you know, either on your team or, unfortunately, on your opposition from time to time over the years. But what you're describing to me is guys that are, you know, whether it's taking over a game may not be the exact word for all of them, but guys that can step up and contribute and impact a game is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, like a team really, you know, neighborhood house was difficult because they've got one guy that can score 33 points a game, but I'd rather have four guys that are putting up 15 a game. It's just defensively, it's so much harder to beat a team like us because of the amount of firepower that we have coming from any different guy, you know, and that's what I think makes this team so special is that we're not just relying on Ed Mers or Chase Weed or Josiah to get 25, 30 a night. We're getting it from everywhere, and it's really, you know, the way that we run our offense, it's we're not running it to kind of like single out certain guys to get the ball in certain areas. You know, we're running a more conceptual offense where it's hard to guard because the ball's just moving and everybody's moving and looking for shots. And I think the discipline that we have to take good quality shots and to give up the shots that we know, yeah, we've got a shot, but you know what? I think we can get a better one. Really says a lot about the unselfishness of our basketball team and knowing that, hey, you know, if I up fake and drive, I'm going to get somebody else even better look on the perimeter. And it's really fun to watch. It's really fun to coach. And the guys have really bought into the concepts that I've tried to instill in them all year. And we just keep getting better at what we're doing.
You know, Phil, as we've talked a number of times, we talk about your offense. You kind of mentioned your defense a moment ago, and you don't get to where you are at right now without great defense. So let me zero in on that with you, if you could, for one more question here on your defense. Tell me more about, you know, what has been making a good defense. Where have you been getting those good defensive plays this year?
I think it's funny. We've experimented with certain things here or there. I think our kind of bread and butter is our 2-3 zone that we played a lot in the Cal this year. The really neat thing about this team is that we have some athleticism and some length that allows us to adapt. And, you know, that's what we did last night. We ran a defense that we don't typically run, but we knew exactly what their best player, number five, wanted to do and where he likes to score from. And we were able to hone in on that. And the guys have a basketball IQ and athleticism enough to be able to adapt after a couple practices of tweaking stuff and being able to run it. And it was fantastic.
All right, so now it's on to the round of 16. You're at Drury. Yeah. You know, I bet a lot of our listeners don't even know where Drury High School is, say the least. Now, if I had a few more minutes to prepare for this, I would have looked it up, to be quite honest with you, Phil, but I didn't. So not only can you tell us where it is, where your game is at on Wednesday, but what can you tell us about that team?
Yeah, so I've already watched six of their games from as soon as I got home last night, started watching. They are in North Adams, Mass., which is almost in New York. They're closer to my in-laws in the Adirondacks than they are here. We play them Wednesday night at 6. We'll be taking a charter coach bus out there, which is great, and a fan bus, which is awesome. Our AD is amazing. I've watched several games already for them, and actually Salem Academy played them last night and lost 57-50. And I'm good friends with the Salem Academy coach, so I'll be talking to him later today. But they've got two guards that can shoot it. They've got a big man, and it's a team that certainly made it to the Sweet 16 with us, and they're a team to be to reckon with. So I'm looking forward to the matchup. I'm looking forward to preparing our guys, and just the amount of, I don't know how many people we had in our gym last night, but it was loaded. And I told the guys, I said, you will never forget what we did last night. You'll tell your grandkids about that. And just the memories that this team is making is just so special. And, I know the kids don't understand the last 10 years of the ups and downs of coaching here in Rockport and, not having a ton of success, and what they're doing to have 13 wins is really special. They know it, but they don't, to live it for the last 10 years and just to see how special it is has been a real treat for me. And such a quality group of young men to coach. We have a lot of JV guys up with us practicing and just being along for the ride of the experience of the state tournament. And they've just been outstanding. So it's been a really special experience for the town and for our community.
Well, Phil, if you're on that coach headed out towards North Adams on Wednesday, maybe you can get on the mic there on that bus and share some of those stories from the last 10 years with the players while they spend a wonderful 2.5 hours journeying west on Route 2.
Exactly. It'll be a fun one. I know Linfield's going to Martha's Vineyard today, so this is the joy of the state tournament now, and you're getting to have these experiences. So,
well, hopefully you don't have any boat rides on your way out there. Yeah. Right.
That's right.
Oh man. Well, again, Phil, to you, the team, the coaching staff, congrats on what you've been able to do this year. It's a great story, and good luck out at Drury on Wednesday night.
Beautiful. Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. That's Phil Whitley with us, new Rockport boys basketball coach here on MSONewsSports.com.